Yeah, now.
So the
it's a little hot here.
So we're on the top of Kuf Hayam and Aleph. We are 1, 2, 3 lines down. Says the Gemara, Rav Hanania bar Shalma v'tamidei de Rav habayasi v'sudasa. They were sitting at a meal. The koyalea Rav Hamnuna Saba. Rav Hamnuna Saba was standing on them. He was serving them. He was their waiter. Amule, they said to the waiter, Rav Hamnuna, zil chazei. Go see im makdish yoma. If the day has been mekadesh, Shabbos has begun. It was erev Shabbos. They're having a meal late in the day. Go outside and tell us if tseisa kochavim. If it's time to make kiddush. So v'napsik v'nikvei l'shabasa, and we'll go end our meal and we'll go make Shabbos. Rashbam explains v'napsik the last narrow line. V'napsik ba'kiras shulchan. We'll take away our table. You know, then we'll be kovei a new sudash for Shabbos. B'shabasa l'shem Shabbos. So Amar Lahu, the waiter of Hamnuna, says back, Lo tzichusa, you don't need me to go out and say, Shabbos or Kavanafsha. Shabbos on its own is going to be Mekadesh on its own. What does that mean? Says Rashbam, Lo tzichusa lahafsik ba'kir shuch, you don't need to remove your table, kidei lahavdil ben sudas cholos to the Shabbos to separate it. Because Rashbam says, the Shabbos is Kavanafsha, the sudasa. Since you can't eat anymore, there's an iser to eat below kiddush. Now that Shabbos starts, you have to say kiddush. Since you are not allowed to eat anymore, the iser there. It's enough. Once Shabbos begins and it's an iser to eat now because you have to say kiddush, you just pour mapa. You cover your challah, cover your food, and say kiddush. You don't have to remove your table and start everything over again.
This is chalos.
Right, exactly. I mean, the halacha is you can't have a sudas chol until sudas Shabbos. It has to be a distinction. They thought taking away the table and resetting it will be the changing to the Shabbos. He said, no, not enough. You don't have to do that by simply covering it. And not allowed to eat, the iser to eat automatically changes your meal into a sudas Shabbos.
Right. And Rabbi Yossi would hold that you keep on going until the end.
Exactly.
And then you make kiddush.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Okay. But I think they just asked him to go outside to see the sunset. I mean,
no, he did. They did. They still had to do that. But
I understand.
He said, go see the sunset, and then he added, we'll go remove the table and change it. He said, I'll go check, but you don't have to remove the table. You have to just cover.
Okay, fine.
First, gotta know what the meeting is.
Yeah. No, because it sort of sounds like he said to them, don't worry, I don't even have to go check what time it is. Right. Just, you know, just put on a mapai, do a kiddush, and you're fine.
Yeah. I think he was arguing the point of removing the table.
Oh, got it.
That was the issue.
It's interesting because in the case of like in the Gemara Sukkah, right, Mischak, what do we, one of the mandom are saying, Yorid V'sozim. If you had a Sukkah that had Ziva, like a plaster with legs, right, and you see some certain shulchan aruchs actually, at least not in New York, places. So theoretically speaking, you could do Yorid V'sozim. You just pick it up and down, and like it could be good, right? That's one of the mandom. But what's interesting, that according to this mandom that we're learning in the Gemara over here, directly speaking, you could just say, Sukkot is coming. It's this amount for Sukkot, so I went outside to check, and it's a chalos.
I'm lost there.
That meaning, in the case there, there's a tzad to say that you could just pick up the schach and put it down and call it a day, right? And
in terms of what, making the schach or kashas schach?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's such a mandam or gemar sukkah. So I'm saying.
But that's an issue of tasa lobin asri. I thought that if schach is put on because it's puzzle, you have to re-pick it up and place it down.
Not so because it's puzzle.
Because it was there from the
Because it was there from the beginning.
Because you have to make it, right?
Because it has to be sukkah or sarai.
Yes. Right, or if it was there and then you finished building the body.
If it's a kosher sukkah, right? Uh-huh. So why can't we say like the din over here by our case? It's just, okay, there's chalos, now it's sukkah. Everything is kosher. It's good.
Uh-huh, I see what you're saying.
There's a sense of,
okay. I hear the question. I would have to say there, when it comes to sukkah, that you require more lishma than here. The din by sukkah, it's compared to hektesh. There's a real iser hektesh. You can't get any hana from the schach, from the defanos, from the walls and stuff, because it's real lishem sukkah. There's a source for the Rabbeinu Tam talks about this. You can't, the Gemara talks about it, but there's a real shame hektesh on the sukkah. For a shame hektesh, you need a real, it's not enough for sukkahs to just come in and create this hektesh on sukkah. You have to be the one to infuse it with a special kedusha. Shabbos, right, exactly. Shabbos is not, you're not making like the suda into hektesh. It's not quite that. It's just l'shem Shabbos, but not like l'shem kedusha.
Why? That's all, isn't that what you do when you make kiddush?
No, but it's not like a hektesh. You know, iser hana. When it comes to sukkah, there's a real iser hana. You can't get hana from the schach. You can't get hana from
there. You have to make it.
You have to infuse it with this aspect of hektesh. Maybe that's the difference.
Yeah.
But I hear it's a good question.
Yeah, I think you're right. The Gemara, the Tasmalazo, it says that.
Fine. So says the Gemara now. So how does Rav Hamnuna know this, that Shabbos on its own is kovei the suda and tesuda Shabbos? So he says, Dama Rav, kishem sheh Shabbos kovas lemaiser, kach Shabbos kovas lekiddush. Just like Shabbos has the ability to make...
You're in the Gemara now?
Yeah, in the Gemara, sorry. So again, Dama Rav, kishem sheh Shabbos kovas lemaiser, kach Shabbos kovas lekiddush. Rav Hamnuna says...
So what's the pshat of that phrase? Meaning, what does it mean that kishem...
So, well, his idea is that Shabbos on its own makes my regular eating, my Sudas Chol, now I'm eating Erev Shabbos, I'm eating a...
Meaning because it becomes Asur to eat from the moment that it's dark.
Exactly. And that Isser somehow infuses my meal with Shabbos, Kedusha Shabbos now.
Right. So he's comparing it to Maaser because... Because
you can't do
because
on Shabbat,
you cannot be mafresh master. So the same way as you cannot be mafresh master, you also cannot eat anything without kiddush. Is that what he's trying to say?
That's not the comparison. The comparison is, it's actually a big machok is what the comparison. Let's take the Rashbam. Rashbam says three wire lines down. What's the comparison? What's his raya from Meiser? Kishem shekovas lemeiser perish achilas arai the Shabbos chashrei oso keva lemeiser. So the din is
you're allowed to eat in the sadeh, a snack.
You get snack. And he goes on to say, where we go, B'maseches Beitza, Rashbam quotes, Mishum dehavi oneg, afilu sudas kol shu didei kevehu. Because once on Shabbos, even a small, nice little Shabbos party, that becomes keva. Because that's oneg Shabbos. Vein ochlin b'Shabbos, afilu arai, mitvua shalo nigmara, m'lachta, l'maiser, elam kin isim erev Shabbos. So if you want to take, if you want to eat anything from the fruits that hasn't yet been a chiyav maiser on it, so during the week, I could eat certain fruits before the melach has been finished. But once it happens on Shabbos, that achilas arai has a chiv now, it's become keva, and I have to take maaser before eating it. So just like Shabbos can make my achilas arai into something keva, it can also make my suda chol, my weekday chol, into a keva, into a Shabbos suda. That's the rai, he says. So again, no need to move the table and bring it back, just simply say kiddush. So it says the Gemara, Savarmine, they thought to say from this statement of Rav Hamnuna, just like Shabbos could create a Sudas Chol into Sudas Shabbos, it could have the same koach for Havdalah, which means, Rashbam says here as well, that kach kovala Havdalah, kach yitziyasa kovas l'Havdalah, v'shim yoshvin al shulchan v'chasheichem v'matzei Shabbos. Also, lechel ad sheyavdil, v'apishol hipsik sudas and price mapim umavdil, sheyitziyas Shabbos osartan v'achila v'kovasan l'Havdalah. So do they think, if you're eating Shal Shudas and suddenly Havdalah comes, you have to stop your Shal Shudas meal and you have to say Havdalah first. That's what they think the halacha was. And they respond, Amar le Rav Amram no, Hachi Amar Rav. Rav said, L'kiddush kovas, lo l'Havdalah kovas. When it comes to your Shudas Shabbos, you have to finish your Friday meal and then stop it. But Havdalah, you could continue going, Havdalah will not interrupt.
It's very strange that they have a minute to say that.
Right. So it probably goes on to do something in the relationship of Shabbos and Havdalah, Kiddush and Havdalah, as we keep saying, the Rambam connects the two.
Right. So, if you're going to say that Havdalah is also Kiddush HaShabbat, because you have to lekadesh it b'knisato v'bitziato, that's why you would say that, you know, do Havdalah.
Yeah, but the thing is that you're allowed to be married on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be, like basically you can end Shabbos at 11 o'clock at night. Nobody tells you that you're obliged to finish.
There's a certain time.
Why? You could go to Tuesday.
With Havdalah. But Shabbat is over. Once Shabbat is over,
not
the same
for
way
you,
as,
no, it's not.
No, you can't be married into Shabbat into Sunday morning.
You can be till 11 o'clock. Yes, you could. You could say I'm not make. You can go until 11 o'clock until you make Havdalah. You're asur be melacha.
Beseder, but that doesn't mean it's still Shabbat.
For you, it is.
This is your machlokes.
No, I don't think so. I think you're asur.
Well, we're gonna ask.
Machlokes Rashi Rambam right now. You like Rashi, like the Rambam.
Rashi's like
right, clearly.
Right.
Rashi says in Gemara Shabbos, he says that if you don't say Havdalah, Shabbos continues.
Yeah.
Rambam writes, no. Shabbos ends when it's nighttime.
That's why he's the most rational of all Rishonim.
So the Rambam says that, but isn't there halacha, you can't do melacha until you've done Havdalah?
Right, he says that's a little bit of a mitzvah, like in general,
you can't do a melacha before doing any mitzvah, right. Same thing by Havdalah. But Be'etzim, Shabbos is over.
Right.
Shabbos is, say it's a kochavim, Shabbos is over. Rashi says, you go as long as you be like chassidim and go to Sunday morning if you want, Shabbos can continue. So that's the, so interesting when you see machlokas, contemporary people, really machlokas Rishonim. So, again, so Rav says when it comes to Kiddush is Koveya, it ends your Suda. You have to say Kiddush, Havdalah doesn't do that way. And Rashbam says, very interesting, the Svar, why? He says this is around like 8 lines from the bottom, and Rashbam, Havdalah, Eino Kavas, D'cheven shehischil besuda Shabbos mivod yom. You started already on the day during the daytime. Zeu kavod Shabbos shehe gomer sudas af la'achas shichshik. This is mamish kavod Shabbos by extending your meal. That's kavod Shabbos. U'la'achas shegomer sudas yavdil. Then you could do Abdullah afterwards. So says the Gemara now. This is only true that you don't have to stop your Havdalah, but you can't begin a meal. Let's say it's right, after Shkia or after Tzeis.
Your meal, you start
exactly. Right. And you haven't seen Havdalah, you can't start eating after Tzeis. Only if you've begun Mibod Yom, you can continue. And further, we only say you don't have to stop if you're in the middle of a Suda, you could continue eating into Motzei Shabbos. But if you're only drinking, then you have to stop your drinking to say Havdalah. Havdalah only doesn't affect food, but it does affect drinking.
But also eating, if it's not a Seuda, if there's no bread involved, you also have to stop.
So it might
like
be
fruit or, right, exactly, or mezonot good. Even, correct. Anything.
Well, you're talking about going into Havdalah, I mean. Right.
Now, yeah, now Shkia is coming, even or maybe at Tzedek Kochavim, but after that, if you did not kovea Suda before that time on bread, you can't continue eating. That's it. You got to stop.
And then to the Rambam versus the Chassidim Rebbe in this one.
Mm. No, what the Chassidim don't hold like the Rambam.
Maybe you should know Zman, when exactly the Litvaks won't wash after Shkia usually.
Right.
And there's a few minutes extra time. The Chassidim will wash way after Shkia, but they have different Zmanim.
Yeah, but they go Rabbeinu Tam.
Right.
Exactly.
They hold Rabbeinu Tam is really the Chachila.
But even according to Rabbeinu Tam, right. there's a time that's it. Right. If you didn't wash, you didn't do Suda, you can't eat.
Correct.
There's still a stretch on that.
There's still, I'm not sure beyond that. I don't know the basic part.
My Rebbe Zin always says sometimes late on Shabbat, they're going to say, like, Chana, you can't do Shasha. I'm like, listen, can I do Shasha this?
Nine o'clock.
So
I was out 2 hours ago.
Now, there's your point about fruit. I'm not sure about mizonos. Mizonos, you might be able to continue eating, I think. If you start mizonos before Shia, you might be able to continue. I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't know.
Unless you're kovea suda on, 212 grams, then you can't. By us, I just don't know.
Okay. So then the Gemara says further, V'shia nami lamrinim.
Three egg rolls that you guys eat over here. That's why I can't eat here soon. That's what you eat.
Not much zombies right now, okay?
V'shia, you only have water, huh?
Yeah.
Because they don't hold of it.
Right.
We hold it mezonot's cake. Yeah.
Okay. So V'shia nami lamrin ela b'chamer v'shichra. When it came to drinking, it's only true that you can't drink when it comes to wine, it comes to beer. But my leslan ba, you are allowed to have water afterwards because water really has no effect. So oftentimes you're not allowed to eat anything, there's still permission to have mayim. So here, again, what it's saying is that if you're drinking, you have to stop your drinking before Havdalah, but water you're allowed to have before Havdalah. Upliga the Rav Huna, and Rav Huna argued on this. The Rav Huna, chazi lahu gavra, the shasa mayim kodem Havdalah. Rav Huna saw somebody drinking water before Havdalah. He got very upset. He said, Amar lei, lo mistafi amar me'askara? Are you not concerned of maskara, which is some terrible disease or sickness that causes you to choke? The Tana Mishmei de Rabbi Akiva, kol ha-to'em klum kodem she'avdil misasa b'askara. Anybody who drinks anything, tastes anything before Havdalah gets askara.
Wow.
However, Rabbanon, debay Rav Ashi, lo kapti amaya. Rabbanon of the Talmidim of the base medrash Rav Ashi were not makbid on having water. They permitted one to have water before Havdalah. So it comes out here, we see there's an isser to eat, taste before Kiddush. There's an isser to eat before before Havdalah. So the reason why one cannot eat before for Kiddush, machlokes rishonim, similar to what we said before about Havdalah, Rush says the reason why you can't eat before Kiddush is because Kavod Shabbos. It's Kavod Shabbos to come in hungry. And you don't want to ruin that. So Kiddush is, you have to say Kiddush first. Magen Avraham says, as we said before, that no, anytime you have a mitzvah to do, you're not allowed to have a suda right before 30 minutes prior to the before the mitzvah, because they're concerned that suda might carry into it and you might forget to do the mitzvah entirely. So therefore, you can't eat before the Kiddush. Not because it's Kavod Shabbos, because it's like any other mitzvah. The Magen Avraham asks, or other Achram ask, well, if that's the case, the iser to eat before a mitzvah, let's say before bedikas chametz, the iser is only to have a suda. But you can have a little taste, you can have a sucking candy, you could taste something, that's completely fine. Here we said you can't even have te'ima before Kiddush. So why here, if it's really a general halacha of not eating before a mitzvah, why is te'ima aser? So the Dibras Moshe answers, Rav Moshe Feinstein answers, beautiful, he says, just like we said before, Shabbos koveya, it's koveya achias arai into achias keva. So when you're eating a little taste, a tima, even a tima is considered a sudas keva, therefore it's usher.
So we're talking now from the moment that Shabbos starts till you make Kiddush.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Now, so every suda, even a rai, becomes keva because of Kvod Shabbos.
Right.
That's very good.
Very good. So then the question that comes up, you know, every time a person gets married, the Shabbos Brachos, what does he do? Shabbos Brachos, Shal Shittus, do you drink the kos at the end of Shal Shittus or not? Because after Shal Shittus, the general minhag is not to drink the kos. We save it to Abdullah. Right. And you can't drink before, once you bench, you can't drink or eat anything before Abdullah. So what are you supposed to do? The Chasim Kala there, Shabbos Brachos, you make the Brachos. Are they supposed to have, drink it or not drink it? So the Mangaram writes, the Mangaram writes, Chachma Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Kluger, based on the Mangaram, says, since we're not Noheg in general to say Bracha on Birkas HaMazon, we don't have benching, we don't have a kos on benching, so too, on Shal Shittus, if Chasim Nakal there, you shouldn't say benching, you shouldn't have Shev Brachas with a kos. You have the kos there, but don't have the Bracha of Bori Paragafen, and don't give it to drink. Save it to Avdala. So they ask, what do you mean? So but then you only have six brachas.
So he says what? That you should...
Don't say a hagafen. Say six brachas of the shai brachas, and don't say hagafen, just save it till havdalah later on. Because if normally you don't drink, then your minhag is not to drink after the birkas hamazon, don't make this any different than the rest of the year. So he writes the others, what do you mean? Then you only have sheish brachas, not sheva brachas. Because one of them is the bori paragafen, so you're not going to be yotzei the mitzvah. So for that reason, others and many, I think many have the custom to actually have the chasam kala drink it after Shal Shittus. The best thing to do is have Shal Shittus earlier to make sure that it's before Shkia, if possible, if you make it earlier. It's harder, of course, in the winter months. But that's a discussion that comes out based on this Gemara. Okay. There's an interesting side. One interesting Tosas in the bottom, Lo Kapti Amaye, that they weren't makpid to have water before Havdalah. Tosas writes, Ubraisa dechol hatoim misaso baskara. Anybody who tastes it gets this death of askara. Lo makmina amaya, that's not referring to water. Umisaso baskara, so it's referring to anything else, anything but water. If you have water, you don't get subject to this this sickness of askara. Anything else you eat would be. So he explains very interestingly, umisaso baskara, why is that the misa you get from drinking before Havdalah? Mida kenegan mida hu masbia grono yichanek baskara. Person is trying to fill up, get satisfied eating something when at the wrong time, ends up choking with the din of askara. But makum chenek hedamrina in the Gemara, misha yinschaiv chenek o tovea benar o meis besrun chenei behaini askara. So very stark,
stark. But you know what though? That's an important clarification from Tosus, because like I feel like water is something that sometimes there's just a natural throat dry, you're thirsty, you need something, right? But if a person goes and starts having like a big club soda with a slice of lemon, it starts already showing like a lack of
I would add further that this makes sense. You know, Havdalah, Lav Motzei Shabbos Havdalah is about a tikkun for the Chet of Adam HaRishon. So what was the Chet of Adam HaRishon? He, apparently, that's brought down, had he waited just till Shabbos, he could have eaten from the Eitz Hadas. He could have. But they jumped the gun. They were impatient. They ate too soon. So this is the same type of thing. They're eating too soon. You just wait a little bit. Wait to see Havdalah. You could eat, but you jumped the gun. So that's perhaps why it's a little bit more serious. I'm about to shout a little too Hasidish for you.
No, I like
it. Supposedly, that's why the women are not supposed to drink from Abdallah, because they are the cause of the chait.
Right.
So they're not supposed to drink from the cause of Abdallah.
And I heard recently that...
You won't tell them that, though.
That there's the minhag...
I'll tell her. No, it's...
Smart, you see. I'm an Ashkenazi.
Yes, they're killing me.
No, I'll tell her.
You are very serious about not women not having... not drinking the wine from Abdallah.
I'm sorry?
People are very serious.
Yeah, doesn't want to go to the calories.
but dry wine doesn't have calories.
Dry wine?
Yeah, very
little.
Oh, really?
I think so. I think it's no sugar.
No sugar added. Yeah.
No, zero. I mean, it has like the sugar becomes like if you're
the
watching.
What about kids? What if the kids want to drink from the sugar? Because my kids always.
I mean, if you're
drink.
Watching your sugar,
boy certainly. Girl, yeah. Issue of peanut. Boy certainly can.
Yeah.
Calorie. Yeah. Wine is a lot of calories.
The this I heard interestingly recently. There's a school brought down that. To save the esrog from sukkahs, to give it to a woman who's pregnant for
to
child,
bite on
very
the,
strange thing. Rav Shechter is not one to be into school, but Rav Shechter gave a hesber for what's the school behind this. So he says, based on this very same idea, that what was the chait, the fact that the Eitz HaDaas was an esrog, according to one opinion. It was everything, but one of the opinions was it was an esrog. So the point was that they jumped the gun and they ate the Esrog too early. So by you holding off the Esrog, didn't eat it too early. You saved it for all Sukkot. You didn't eat it until after Sukkot. I'm showing my my patience. And the reason why women have hard childbirth is because that was the klala from Bereishis. So see, I saved it. I didn't eat until now. Now I'm eating it. So please bring that
so with the whole time she's been craving my dog.
Some people say that it was teina because
that's what
you are metaken the
exactly.
Teina because they covered themselves.
Others say the Gemara in Brachos say maybe in chita.
Chita, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine.
So it wasn't an apple.
Well, it wasn't an apple. Not to my knowledge. Okay, so...
Fuji apple.
Right. Organic.
Yeah.
Okay, so Gemara says now around halfway, a little more than halfway down, Boi mine Ravina mi Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. The following question was posed to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Mi shelo kiddush be'erev Shabbos, mahu shekadosh v'holech kol yom kulo. The person forgot, didn't get a chance to say kiddush Friday night, should he say kiddush during the daytime? What does it mean, kiddush during the daytime? I mean, does he say vayachulu or all anything else? Not vayachulu, I'm sorry. Pasha, you don't say vayachulu. That's only Friday night. The question is whether or not you say the second half of kiddush on during the daytime if you didn't do it Friday night.
I'm sorry. Is this kiddush on the kos or is this kiddush during tefillah?
On the kos.
On the kos. Yeah. All right.
You just like passed out after work and you just woke up in the middle of Shabbos morning.
Right. So Amrle midamri b'nei Rabbi Chia. The fact that the children of Rabbi Chia say Mishalo hivdu b'motzei Shabbos mavdu l'holech kol haShabbos kulo. Someone who didn't say Abdullah Friday night, sorry, Matzah Shabbos can't say it the entire week. Not really the entire week. Really means up until Tuesday. So, kach, ha-hachanami, mishlo, kiddush be'er Shabbos, mekadosh v'holach kol yom kulo. So too, someone who doesn't say kiddush Friday night can't say it the entire Shabbos day. That's what they wanted to say initially.
So the
Gemara's
going to rip that up.
So the Gemara says, eisivei, leile Shabbos v'leile yom tov, yesh bem kudusha ala kos, yesh bem haskara be'birkas amazon. All these things you say kiddush, and during benching you say ritzei or say yalev yavol, some haskara of the day. Shabbos v'yom tov ain behem kedush alakos. So if it's Shabbos and yom tov, there is none. What does that mean? Rashbam says three lines from the bottom. Shabbos v'yom tov meaning hayomim v'lo halelos, the daytime, not the nighttime. Of course, we just said the nighttime there is kiddush. The daytime there is, says the Gemara, ain behem kedusha. There's no kedush alakos. Simply you say bori pri hagafen like we do. But you do say haskara, you do say ritzei, you do say yalav yavo during the daytime. So we see from the Braisa, nighttime there is kiddush alakos, daytime there's no kiddush alakos. Now the Gemara says, v'isaka daita chmishlo kiddush b'av Shabbos, mikadosh v'holach kol yom kulo Shabbos, v'yom tov nami mishkachaslo, v'yeshvam kiddush alakdush alakos. So we say, if the halacha was that if you forgot it Friday night, you can make it up during the daytime, so we do find an instance where you should say kedusha alakos during the daytime. So why doesn't the Braisa mention it? It must be that you cannot make it up if you've missed it Friday night. Gemara gives a simple teretz that no, di lo kadish marusa mikadish lamacha. Sorry, I missed the line. Sorry, is that the right one?
No.
Di lo mikadish marusa mikadish lamacha. So the part of the continuation, it should be up to the next day. Amar lei di lo katani. No, di lo bidieved. If not, if you didn't do Friday night and you make it up during the daytime, that wasn't mentioned. The Bryce was simply mentioning lichachilas. Lichachila, you're not supposed to say kiddush, kedushas yom during kiddush during the daytime. Ain hachanami, you're right. If you missed it Friday night, you can make it up during the daytime. But that wasn't the Bryce's agenda to discuss di lo's, to discuss bidieved.
It's just an outcome of the conversation. Right.
Correct. Or not outcome. It happens to be a halacha, but it's a bidyev halacha. The Gemara wasn't recording bidyev halachas. They were recording lichachila halachas. Says the Gemara, Eisivei, kavod yom v'kavod laila, kavod yom kodem. So let's say the option, Rashbam says, kavod yom v'kavod laila, the very last one of the page, im ein lo yayin harbe l'suda, o mini megadim yanichim ad hayom. Let's say you don't have too much wine, you don't have too much food. So which one should you save for the Friday night meal, or should you save it for the Shabbos day meal? So the Braisa paskens, you save a covered yom kodem. The daytime is preferable. It's more important. V'im ein lo ela kos echad, if you only have one kos of wine, omer alav kiddush hayom, you should save that for kiddush hayom, mipnei she kiddush hayom kodem l'chavad hayom. That is, when it comes to kiddush, Friday night is more important than the daytime. When it comes to kavod, when it comes to the oneg, enjoying the meal, yom is actually more important during the daytime.
Yeah, but if the opportunity came to him at night, which is before the day, to do the kiddush and to to do the bracha, let's say? You can't pass on this and be like, oh, I'll wait till tomorrow to do it.
Beautiful question. So they actually asked this question, Eim Avrin Ala Mitzvos, based on the Radbaz. The question is, if I have, food, a lot of a nice piece of meat, how could I not use it for Friday night and save it until the next day? It's Eim Avrin Ala Mitzvos. The first opportunity I have to use it, I should have to use the meat.
It's not a real mitzvah, I mean.
On a Shabbat, the Basa?
I think so.
No, he waits till tomorrow, the basar goes bad, what then?
Come on, try wine, right?
He eats chicken.
Chicken.
But then you could say anything. Then you cannot leave anything till the next day, basically.
No, as long as you're Mekayim some level of owning Shabbos, right, then you could leave something for the next
day. But in this specific case, he only has one cup and he's leaving it for tomorrow.
No, the one cup is for Kiddush. It's for if there's food. Kiddush is for Friday night.
Kiddush, everybody agrees.
But for the food, let's say I have meat, I have one piece of meat, that you should save for the daytime and not use for the nighttime. That was the difference of the
question. Okay. So how do they answer this?
But that's the question.
If it will be wine, for sure I agree that it might be more mitzvahs. But the fact that you're, a piece of meat.
No, but it does, from a practical standpoint, it makes sense. If you make Erev Shabbos or Friday a good piece of meat, right? It's going to taste better Friday night than Shabbat day. Meat dries out.
I like better every.
Yeah, sometimes out of the microwave, it's even better.
That means you like it more than medium well.
Yes.
I can't answer people like that.
No, but I'm saying it's not a rule.
I like a
right,
body.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a medium rare type of guy.
Good meat?
Okay.
I cannot
eat it like
that. I made a bet at work today, so I was promised.
Hey, but if I'm going to use the cup of wine on Friday night because of the importance of I mean, from that, I would learn that. Use the good meat too. Use the good food also at that same time.
Come to me Friday night. That's what we do. We're always in the.
No, it's different because halakos. You have.
We have everything.
There's a bigger chiyuv on Kiddush Friday night, on the specific Kiddush, not so much on. I mean, I think that's what Gemara is saying.
I don't know. I look at the very simple. Like you look at like you're running a marathon, right? Like, you want to start on the second day of the marathon and be, like, to jump up in the ranks? Or you want to start being in first place on the first time, like, being in the marathon?
Yeah, but then you might get tired. Now, what if I have, like, salmon, like, nice fish on Friday, but for Shabbat I plan on eating tuna? Should I reverse that? Should I be eating tuna out of the can on Friday night?
maybe.
Not out of the can.
Maybe. Maybe you should. Maybe you should. To answer your question, what it's brought down here in the back, the Sefer Mishmaros Kahuna, he answers as follows, that if we assume that Kavod Shabbos is greater than Kavod Yom, so there's a greater... Kavod Shabbos is better than Kavod Laila, Kavod Yom is better than... Shabbos Day is more Kavod than Kavod Laila in terms of eating. So then there's more of a hiddur mitzvah of eating during the daytime than nighttime. So now you're faced with two different concepts. One is Eim Avrin Ala Mitzvos, other one is Hiddur Mitzvah. So he says, the Kavod Shabbos is really all one mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. Nighttime, daytime, it's not three different Kavod Shabbos, the different meals, they're all one Kavod Shabbos. How are you Mekayim Kavod Shabbos? So even though you're Avrin Ala Mitzvos, you're really being Mekayim that very same mitzvah the next day, he says. So even though you're delaying being Mekayim as soon as possible, you're really delaying the zrizas. It's not Eim Avrin Ala Mitzvos when there's two different mitzvahs.
Ah, you're not skipping one mitzvah to do another one.
You're just delaying exactly.
You're just right.
So for the purpose of a hiddur mitzvah being Mekayim at the better time, you can do away with the zrizas. That's how I think he's. That's how I'm understanding.
That's a teretz for the reheated chickens.
Right.
But
for Kiddush Hayom, no, because on Friday night you have Kiddush Hayom, and during the day you don't have Kiddush Hayom.
On the wine. If you have a wine, you say Friday night as opposed to...
Yeah, because you have Kiddush, your Mikdash Yom.
Exactly. But when it comes to Kavod, right. Kavod, the daytime...
What would be the reason that the daytime is more Mechubad?
I don't understand that.
But is it because it's his first meal? Maybe he ate a little on Friday, so he's not as hungry? Like, what's the... He had a longer shul session. What's the deal?
So, quote here, the Pasuk says, Achlu Hayom, right? The Pasuk says Hayom three different times. What's the source of Shal Shudas? So it says in the context of the Parshas Man, Hayom, 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 three times. So the emphasis on Hayom tells us that daytime is specifically the time of Kavod Shabbos, of eating the meals. I'm not sure who he quotes saying this,
I still have a problem.
Rabbeinu Chai, Pi Kabbalah, it's brought down the Zohar that the daytime is the better... you know, CSR.
Zohar is a pretty good rise. Right. No, so it just seems strange to me, again, that like that we would put more of an emphasis, perhaps, according to one side, on the day versus the night. Because you would just think, like you know, Mikadosh Shabbos, that's like the...
We get into the night so pumped. It's right. Like, you know,
I don't
like,
see Lechadodi dancing on the
stage. I don't do it either.
Something
No, you're right. I again, emotionally, you would think Friday night would be, you know,
it's
you're
like,
into it.
Thank God. Right. If it's all, like by Shabbat, you're like, oh, it's, I'm resting and stuff.
I guess we have to make ourselves better. I guess it's a chisar on ourselves that we're not feeling the real Kedusha Shabbos should really be on daytime. It's a chisar on ourselves we have to work on. But Maisa, that's the halacha. So now, we're still in the middle of a question here. So we see from this mission again, this brisa that Kavod Yom comes before Kavod Laila. And the Gemara says now two lines from the top of Kuf Hamad Beis V'im Isa, if it's true that Kiddush can be accomplished during the daytime also. So Lishvake Alimachar, save that one kosa that you have. Don't say it Friday night. Save it for the next day. Ulav the Beitarte, Mimikaim, both Kiddush Yom and Kavod Yom all together. So this is an interesting concept that when the mitzvah is much more chaviv when done in the proper time. Proper time, the most ideal time to do it is Friday night. So therefore, that's the time to do Kiddush and don't push it off at all. So look at Rashbam, just to explain the source of this. Rashbam says, first wide line down, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, kedamar beilu dvarim. We saw this earlier, a number of daf away, 40 daf ago. You're able to burn all the fats and all the other limbs on this mizbeach. Any carbonus brought during the daytime can be burnt the entire night afterwards. However, Shabbos, when they brought the Musaf Shabbos, they don't wait until nighttime. Actually, all the Shabbos for Shabbos, so they actually did it during the daytime. What did they do? They brought the Musaf Shabbos, all the carbonus. They could have waited until Shabbos was over and done it during the entire night. But instead they decided to, the Kohanim would burn it during the on Shabbos itself, even though it violated, it was permitted to do, but even though there's it was Shabbos and they're still being over Melachas, but in a heter way, they could have waited until after Shabbos, no issue. Why? Because Chaviya Mitzvah B'Shaita. Here too also, we're invoking that same concept, the ideal time to do Kiddush is Friday night. Do it at that time, don't delay. But,
why doesn't it answer simply that Friday night there is Kiddush HaYom?
No, because they want to know, let's say you didn't do it Friday night, so can you make it up during the daytime?
No, but here's something. He says, if you're allowed to make it up during the daytime, why don't you just do it during the daytime if you have only one cause?
Right.
Is that the question?
Yeah, it's a question. This way you could
accomplish. So the answer should be no. You have to do it Friday night because there is Kiddush HaYom, not because of this answer.
What do you mean because Kiddush HaYom?
Because Friday night is more machmir because you don't just say the bracha, you have the bracha on Kiddush HaYom.
No, but that's the question. If you didn't say it Friday night.
Oh, you could still do Kiddush HaYom during the
day. Exactly, right. That's the question. So this way you accomplish kill two birds with one stone. I'm kind of covered HaYom and also at Kiddush HaYom, I could say.
He's saying to do Kiddush HaYom during the day.
Right.
But Rabbi, the whole premise of Ravina, of this idea is that it's in a case where you didn't do it Friday. That's the whole premise.
Right.
It's not like day is better than night. It's, okay, you didn't do it at night, now what?
But if you didn't do it at night, obviously you're going to do it during the day.
No,
if you're allowed to.
If you're allowed to.
Right, but you wouldn't. But in this case, they're trying to say, why don't you just wait off overnight and wait till tomorrow and just do them both tomorrow?
It's not an accident.
Lechatchila.
Lechatchila, exactly.
In this case, they're saying, listen, if there's Kavod HaYom during the day, and you only have one cup of wine, but you're telling me do the Kiddush at night with the wine. No, why don't you wait until tomorrow? Do the Kavod HaYom and do the Kiddush the next day together. Lechatchila. No, am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah,
am I
lechatchila.
That's what
the whole premise of the case is that you made a mistake Friday night, whatever, right. You slept through it, whatever.
No, that was a different case.
We're still on that.
No, if you forgot to do it Friday night, the question is if you didn't do it Friday night, now do we advise you, are you allowed to do it during the daytime?
Now we're making diyukim on that. So now we're like...
Right,
and the answer to that was?
Well, we didn't have an answer. That's where bringing riots.
But then the next question that came up was, if you only had one cup of wine.
Right, so they wanted to use that idea, if it's really true that b'di'evit, you're allowed to say kiddush during the next day. So this case is b'di'evit. Having one kos is also a type of b'di'evit. So push it off during the daytime and do both. And they're trying to use that as a raya,
The fact that
they didn't suggest that you should save it till the next day must be indicative that you cannot make up during the daytime. That's what the raya, the question was. And before you go weiter, the conclusion of the Gemara doesn't really have a conclusion, but the halacha is that a person does forget Friday night to say it or doesn't say it, you do say Kiddush Hayom during the daytime. That's the halacha.
You say Vashamrim?
You know, no, Vashamrim, in terms of the only thing you have to say actually for Kiddush Hayom is Bori Prayer Gafen. Nothing else is needed to be said. All the injured Vashamrim, Vizachor, Alkein, those are nice things. It's a good thing to say. It's brought down, but it's not required. I remember in Morasha Kolo, I spent a couple of summers there. So after davening, so we'd all go downstairs for Kiddush in the dining room. So Rav Willard would be the last one to come down. He would start walking down the stairs and start saying, Vashamrim, 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 and no coast, just like saying it and walking. And as he'd be saying the whole thing, his like son or whoever would get the coast ready and mamish time it when he gets there, stay down. Exactly.
And even Alken Berach, he wouldn't do it.
The whole thing he would do with walking, everyone quiet, and then mamish, to teach this halacha, right. He doesn't like to waste any time, but to teach this halacha, all you need is Bori Prayer Gafen, and that's fine.
It's obviously not the ideal situation, but I remember my first time in Ricky, I went ever to the Far East. So I was there for like 2 weeks, and I was 20-hour days every day. It was the bonus manim. I arrived like Friday morning. I'm half functioning at work, whatever it is. I got home like 3-4 o'clock. I passed out. I woke up Shabbos morning.
Yeah, it happened.
Like, so it's not so crazy. Right. It happened. Like, and I collapsed.
Right.
And then I would have to make kiddush, and seemingly I could, you know, obviously forget about missing Friday night davening for a second. Obviously it's not good. But then you could just make kiddush and be yotzi.
Yep. Like that. Yep. So anyway, there's interesting. Minchas Chinuch raised the following hakir. We don't have that much time, but I'll just mention it quickly. When you do make it up, he wants to know: is the makeup a considered a tashlumim? Or no? There's one constant chiv throughout the whole Shabbos. So the nafkamina being, if you somehow you were exempt from saying it Friday night, then you don't get tashlumim. Similar to karbanos. If you're exempt the very first day, you can't make it up. If you forgot to, you didn't get to do it for whatever reason, you fell asleep, then you would be able to make it up. If it's tashlumim. It's master from the Shulchan Aruch that it is tashlumim. That seems to be the way we understand it. Fine, so Gemara asks now, 4 lines down on Kuf Hamad Beis, Umi Amrinan Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, do we really say this concept that we rather do the mitzvah in the appropriate, the best time? Is that really true? V'hatanya hanichnas lebeiso b'motzei Shabbos, person enters his house b'motzei Shabbos, mivarech ha'yayin, val ha'ma'or, val b'samim, v'achakach omer Abdallah alakos. He says the whole Abdallah. V'im'ein lo alakos echad, if he only has one kos, manicho al achar mazon, he should eat, we said benching, he should eat malach malka first, and then afterwards, he should mishal shalin kula on achar, and then put everything together, he should bench and say Abdallah all on one kos. We don't say that.
Let him do Abdallah first.
Yeah, Abdallah first. Chaviva mitzvah l'shaita. We don't say that. It's LMI. We see we don't apply the concept of Chaviva mitzvah l'shaita. So the response was, Amalei, Ana lo chachimin, Ana, I'm not a chacham. Velo chazo, I'm not a seer, I'm not a navi. Velo yichido ani, I'm not a unique, I'm not a special, I'm a chashiva person. Ela gamarna v'sadarna, I'm simply someone who just has a certain mesorah. The chain morin bebe medrash kavasi, and also in the base medrash they hold like me. What do they say? That shiny lon bein iuli yoma lafuke yoma. There's a difference between ushering in iuli, ushering in beginning Shabbos, and to ending Shabbos, letting Shabbos go out. Meaning, iula yoma bringing ushering Shabbos kol kama demaktimin alei aldif umechavivin alei. Anytime bring in Shabbos, so we apply mitzvah. Mitzvah b'shaita. When it comes to Kiddush Friday night, so that's what we say. We'd rather do it the first thing because it's Shabbos. However, afuke yoma me'achrin alei kiyech delo lehevei ala ketuna. So when it comes to ending Shabbos, we try to delay as much as possible in order that it doesn't seem to be a burden upon our shoulders. And that's how we paskin. So I think I mentioned this already last week, but in my Kol Elyon Bechina with Rav Shechter had asked me this based on this Gemara. He asked me the following question. We're speaking about Sfiras Omer. It was right after Pesach. The first question he asked me was, is Sfiras Omer Deraisa Derabanan? We had a whole discussion. Then he said, what do you do first, Havdalah or Sfiras Omer? What's the halacha? So it's actually machlok is what to do. On one hand, you should say you have to say Havdalah first because you can't say Havdalah, you can't say Sfir until it's the next day. Right. So once you say Havdalah first, on the other hand, this is how we paskin though, that no, we try to push off, delay Havdalah as much as possible based on this Gemara. The Mishnah Berurah actually uses this Lashon, push off Havdalah as much as possible, and therefore say Sfiras Omer first, and then say Havdalah.
Would that also constitute a question on Adlakat Nerot for Hanukkah?
Ah, very good. So they discuss this as well. So Chumash Sedeshin says one should say Hanukkah, light candles first before Havdalah, because to push it off as much as possible. light Ner Chanukah first. Taz says, what do you mean? You can't light Ner Chanukah if you didn't end Shabbos yet. You can't do any Melacha until you ended Shabbos yet. So Taz says, therefore you can't do that. But however, they bring a Rai from this Sugya, not true. Because what do we say above? Person in Nichnas Labayis, he comes into his house. He says a bracha ahayayin. He says a bracha hamaor, bracha besamim, and then havdalah. He says borei morei ha'esh. He lights the fire prior to actually saying havdalah. So we see from here, you can light the fire, you can light the Hanukkah candles before actually doing the havdalah.
I think in the shul we light first, right?
In the shul, exactly.
And then we go home, we do havdalah, and then we light.
Exactly.
Huh?
Exactly. That's the shul. Yeah. Brings down in basic Knesset, we light the candles first.
Okay. But you're saying at home also, or no?
At home, that's machlokas at home. I think the general practice is, I think, havdalah
first.
First
havdalah at home.
Yeah, I think that's a general practice.
I'm sorry, who gives this answer? I'm not a smart guy, I'm not a Navi, I'm not this.
It's who's the discussion between here? It must be going back to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak and who asked the question to him? Ravina. It was a dialogue between Ravina and Rav. So I'm not sure who's at which point who's responding to who, but that was the dialogue. Does Rashbam tell us?
I think it is Rav Nachman, because he's the one who's answering. He's the one. Ravina is posing the question. Whoever didn't do the bracha, and then he gives them an answer.
Huh. The
see, usually, like the Masif here, like adds in who's like talking.
That's The one thing about art scroll. He always says that stuff.
That doesn't say who's speaking here.
Art scroll always has.
You have art scroll, so who's the
one? Navi,
It could be
he
actually.
Says Nachman is the answer. Oh.
It so says that, yeah? Right, he'd say, Rav Nachman's the one saying,
Ana
lo chachmina? Ana lo chachmina? I'm not a wise person. So I think there, that might be the Gemara already interjecting. And
wise person? Next page. In the bottom one?
Where it said that. Alright, okay, either way.
Okay.
So, fine. Says the Gemara, to finish up the Gemara here, Shema Amina. Five lines from the bottom. Shema Amina, Miha Masnisin. We learn from the Mishnah, Tamne. Eight Shema Aminas. Shema Amina, Hamavdil B'Tfila Tzarech Sheavdil Akos. Even though he said Havdalah L'chor in Tfila, when he comes home, going back in the Brisa, Hanichnas L'Beso, he has to say Havdalah yet again. Shema Amina, Bracha Tuna Kos, that when you say benching, you require Kos. Because otherwise, why would the Gemara say you should save the Kos after benching? Just don't make a Bracha on the Kos. Now they point out here, there's a Tosos to say, Tosos writes, Shema Amina, Birkas Tuna Kos. He says, "Ktas mashma." It implies a little bit here. De'afilu b'yachid tunakos da'nichnas mashma shehu yichidi. He goes in by himself, so even a yachid benching on his own, he should ideally have a kos. He goes on to discuss further. That's not necessarily true. Big machlokas rishon whether a yachid says al kos. We say not to do that way. You should have at least three, at least a mezumim before using a kos. Then the Gemara says, Shema Amina kosha bracha tzarech shir. Because if you didn't require shir, you could just take in the kos and split it into two. And have that. So obviously you need a shir of a revius. Then the Shema Amina hamivarech tzarech shir. He has to taste it. Because if he doesn't have to taste it, just say the bracha avdala. Don't taste it. And then save it over for benching. So you obviously have to taste it. Shema Amina hamivarech, tamo pugamo. By tasting it, it's pogam. It ruins the kos, so you can't use it for another bracha. It's already pogam. They discuss why only there's an Eitzah that we use, that you pour new wine in it. Well, you didn't have new wine in that, but you pour new wine into it, you could redo it, or at least dilute it. You pour some water into it. It also works. Why not dilute it? So they answer, no, it must be a case where it was diluted to its max. You couldn't dilute it anymore. Any more dilution would actually be a nahagafen anymore. It wouldn't be.
Right, it would be shekel.
Exactly. I think Shulchan Aruch, the Svarim, very makbid on the exact...
51%. Yeah. We don't... We don't do a geffen on most of the wines.
Right. I've seen Sfardim before Kiddush, they actually pour water in the wine. There's another minhag basin, but it shouldn't work.
No, three drops, though.
Three drops only,
This is Sfardim. Like,
our wine is not wine?
Your wine is shakol, most of it. Like all the blush wines, all those wines, we don't do a geffen on them because they're like, you know, the composition of actual wine to water.
But it's a Cabernet Sauvignon that you buy. There's
depends.
No water in it.
I only do it on
the red. Is fine.
It's fine. So which one is
Dalton? Like Dalton. If you look on the back of Dalton, the Hechsher is Rav Ovadia's Hechsher.
Okay.
That one we do, no questions asked. But the rest of the Hechsherim, we don't. I personally was instructed not to, so I don't. Like the Geffen, even the grape juice that I buy. There's one grape juice in the glass bottle, and it's not Mevushal. That's the only one we do a Geffen.
Because you don't do
the other ones, I don't. No, I do on Mevushal, but only if I know that it's 51% wine, at least. There's, again, the
nowadays, nobody mixes wine with water.
We mix just three drops of water,
but for
other reasons.
When you buy wine from...
processed, it's diluted.
Yeah, in the processing.
The old times, they had the very, very thick wine, and they'd have to dilute it. Now it's already pre-diluted.
I don't think they put wine in the water in the wine.
No, sure, it's all processed
or it's mixed with other things in it as well, fruit juices or...
No, I'm talking, let's say, pure, like a regular dry wine.
There isn't. I used to make wine. There isn't.
Gemara
Brachos talks about, which is why not just Sfardim, but Ashkenazim pass in the same way, not Dafka, the 51-50, but it used to be like, if you remember from like 15 years ago, Malaga wine, right? It's like syrup wine.
Because they added a lot of sugar.
But not just that. It used to be like you had to add water to it because it was so potent. Yeah. The same thing back in the Gemara, the time of the Gemara. The wine and the grapes are so much stronger. Right.
Yeah, they have stronger wine.
Now, when you make water, Yalden
in brachos is that you have to. If you, some hold that unless you add water, you can't even make a bracha.
That's not right.
Slow list, yeah.
It's not right. But in Gemara Brachos, when it talks about it, it says it used to be that they used to add the grapes and wine stronger. They used to add water,
right,
to make it drinkable.
They used to dilute it, but today a lot of the wines are just, whatever.
But that's not the reds. Reds are not diluted, I assure you.
No, it depends.
I wouldn't be able to sell for $50 a bottle if they did.
What about like Kiddush wine? Like Kedem,
grape juice?
Yeah. Not grape, I'm talking like Kedem wine. Like Concord.
Oh,
grape.
That's not
right. Right, that's mixed with a lot of water.
I'm not. You make Kiddush on dry wine, yeah?
I either do dry wine or grape juice.
Wow.
Well, I watch my sugar, but that's...
Which one?
No, I don't like... I'm not supposed to have a lot of sugar.
The Kiddush wine, so to speak, so those Kedem wines, the Rashi wines, those are not so simple. Those are actually a little bit problematic because there's definitely water in those.
There's a case of Rav Avadia actually doing a... he was doing a Sheva Bachot for Chatan and Kala, and they gave him wine. He said, give me a different wine. They said, we don't have. So he did Shakol. He didn't do a Geffen.
No, really, it's a real problem. That stuff is not...
It's
a lot of... I would think Rebbe, even the Muscat Dasi could be problematic, those wines as well.
No, they are. Those are all Muscat. Like, those we definitely don't do on.
Fine, that's it. We have one more line. Let's finish this line. Shema Amina, last few words on the line page. Shema Amina Tam Mavdio. Somebody, let's say, he's not supposed to taste before Abdullah, but you taste it anyways, you're not disqualified, you could still say Abdullah, even though you've went against the din of tasting. And Shema Mina, Omer Beis Kedushos Al Kos Echad, you could say two different Kedushos on one Kos, in the case of benching and Abdullah, we said you could do that. And then finally, Shema Mina, Beis Shamahi Valiba de Rabbi Yehuda, because the order of the Abdullah, if you pay attention, it said Bor Meor and then Besamim. That was according to Beis Shamahi, Valiba de Rabbi Yehuda. That's the author of this brisa. We pass, can you say, like Beis Hillel, Besamim, and then Bori Meresh. Okay, those are the eight Shema Aminas. Okay, go ahead. Sorry?